You're listening to SBS News.
Ravindri Gunavardhanan knew from a young age that she'd go to university in Australia.
When I was in grade 9, 10, I always wanted to do my higher studies abroad. And I remember coming to Australia for the first time in 2017 with my family. And then I just loved the country. By that time, I had already heard so much about the Australian education system.
The IT student enrolled at Western Sydney University in Parramatta and came to Australia at the start of 2020, just before the borders closed. But many of her friends who she had planned to study with together in Australia remained stranded in her home country of Sri Lanka.
Some of them have already started their courses online, but they're just hoping that the borders are open again so they can come here as soon as possible. And others, I guess, some of them have changed their mind and they've just started doing courses back home.
It's a story that's become far too common as Australia's international education system has been decimated by the pandemic-driven border closures. The hospitality sector is also buckling under the pressure. The Kitchen of Tonka in Melbourne CBD is known for its upmarket Indian dishes brought together by a team of 15 kitchen staff, more than half of whom are visa holders. But it's professions like these that Australia is currently in dire need of amid a chronic shortage of skilled workers fueled by a lack of migration since borders shut in March last year. Tonka's co-owner Adam De Silva says skilled workers are the backbone of industries like his.
We support them, we just need the borders open to allow people to come and, you know, keep on feeding that cycle of staff.
Demographers say Australia hasn't seen the current net zero migration level since just after the Second World War. Dr. Thomas Wilson is a demographer at the University of Melbourne.
Even the recessions in the 90s, we had low migration, but we still had net migration gains. So this is very, very unusual for Australia. It's a unique event. This is a country built on immigration. It's very used to quite high migration flows. We generally have 200,000 to 300,000 net overseas migration growth each year.
While Australia may be less statistically diverse than previous years, Dr. Wilson says our diversity is not under threat.
We're probably going to have a small decrease in the proportion of the overseas born over the next couple of years, but that's likely to bounce back again as overseas migration resumes.
Experts say Australia's population growth is at its lowest in a century. Gabriella D'Souza says Australia will have a net overseas migration rate of -72,000 for this year.
And some of those population growth numbers that we had in the July economic fiscal update were at about 0.6 for population growth. We're now looking at 0.1 as per the budget update. So that's very, very low.
She says while the impacts of Australia's net zero migration is already being felt across key sectors, it could just be a small indication of the real size of the issue.
We know that migration is pro-cyclical. So when the economy is doing well, we'll see a lot of migration. When it's not doing so well, we probably won't. But you know, this is going to be a huge problem for us to solve in the future.
It's not the first time the national census has been held in a global pandemic. The survey was also conducted as the country was recovering from the Spanish flu. But experts say the results gathered from this year's census will be crucial in tracking changing migration patterns and taking a snapshot of the current population. They're asking everyone to take part and ensure their communities are represented in the next results. Hashela Kumarawansa, SBS News. We'll be right back.